Speaking of Graham Plattner.
Not a single taxpayer dollar should be spent on arming and defending a country that commits a genocide. I would absolutely support Senator Sanders' bill to restrict military aid, but I'll be entirely honest, looking down the road, this is a nation.
It does look like he's giving this guy a haircut, yeah.
That right now is exterminating people. It is going to be very difficult for me to ever be able to look at them again and see someone that we should be working with closely. An immense amount of work is going to have to be done, in my opinion, to fix that relationship, because what I am witnessing now is the height of horror. And the fact that it is being done by bombs that are built in this country and paid for with our tax dollars is utterly unconscionable, and it needs to end.
It's so cool how Graham Plattner has spoken to the entire population of Maine at this point, you know? Oh, hold on. This is a little bit more of like an edge case thing. I lost my mind when I saw this. I really couldn't believe it. I say that a lot. I really, really mean it in this case. The New York Times is a dog shit Zionist institution that has contributed substantially to the intellectual decline of this country by platforming and broadcasting the voices of people who sound smart but are not, and by legitimizing misinformation with doublespeak and, you know, all manner of obfuscation. But this one was beyond the pale for me. Have you guys seen this? I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I lost my mind. I stared at the image for a couple of seconds before I realized it, because, you know, I'm stupid as well. Everyone, this title, A North American Treaty Organization Without America? This is not an op-ed. This was printed in the paper. No editor caught this. Not the writer, not any of the editors, not the many people who look over what is printed in the New York Times before it was published. AI generated? Nope. AI would not get this wrong, is the thing. I don't think it would. There's no, like, it's a word fill-in-the-blank program. It would know what an acronym stands for. This is just good old human stupidity. A North American treaty organization within America. The whole, like, hook of the article's title is predicated on not knowing what NATO stands for. I'm not seeing it. It's North Atlantic Treaty Organization, not North American. How can you write geopolitical articles on... How can you write for the New York Times? How can you edit for the New York Times and not catch this? America doesn't know what NATO stands for. No, no, no. Don't be smug, okay? The idea that the New York Times could publish this and no one would catch it, this is a level of journalistic incompetence that is genuinely beyond the pale. It's like the death of institutions, you know? It would be like going into American universities and polling professors and like half of them believe in a heliocentric solar model. There's so much rot under the surface. It's just one mistake. I think you're overreacting. No, 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 no. You don't understand, man. You don't understand. Oh, sorry. Geocentric. I meant geocentric. See, don't pull me. I'm not a professor. Geocentric. Well, no, hold on. If half of the professors thought that heliocentrism was correct, that would imply that half the professors think that something other than heliocentrism is correct. I'm right in either case. Fuck you. This is unconscionable. It's not just one mistake. You can't make mistakes like this. I feel like we've all grown so like institutionally distrustful that we've forgotten what it means for an institution like the New York Times to make a mistake like this. You can't make a mistake like this. In a sane world, a mistake like this, if written by the writer, they would just be fired and the editor would catch it. It's not just a mistake. It's that you can't make mistakes like this. A correction will appear in tomorrow's print edition. A headline with an article on Friday about President Trump's threats to leave NATO misstated the full name of the body. It's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, not the North American Treaty Organization. It's up there with mixing up Iran and Iraq somehow. It's insane. I can't imagine what state the newspaper is in for a mistake like this to go through. This feels like the symbolic end of the American empire. It really does. The New York Times is the newspaper. It has been for a long time. I don't know. I still don't see the big issue. It's not like newspapers, even the New York Times, haven't made mistakes before. the person who wrote this article didn't know what NATO stands for. It's not a typo, and it's not like an incidental, oh, they looked up the wrong info thing. The article's premise is expressed in the title. They planned out the title. It wasn't a typo, and no editors caught it. It doesn't betray a minor inconsistency or a factual oversight or a typo or anything like that. It betrays the fact that the writer did not know what NATO stood for, but still wrote about it, and then no editor caught it. I'm trying to think of like what a good comparison, like institutionally, this would be. I don't know. It's, you know, in a way, it's very similar to the death of published research articles, where peer review has become more and more scarce and ineffective. In a way, I guess it would be like Nature. You know, like the scientific journal Nature, publishing just a complete hackneyed nonsense article. For the most part, Nature doesn't do that, mind you. When people try to make a point by publishing nonsense articles, they usually do it through self-publication, or they go to like a more disreputable journal that publishes stuff more or less freely. Nature doesn't usually do that. But if Nature published an article that, if you read it for 5 seconds, turned out to be total bullshit. Not if you crunched all the numbers yourself. If you read it for 5 seconds, if you read the title, I think that would reveal something very damaging, because Nature is not supposed to do that. The Lancet did that? Yeah, but the Lancet is not Nature. Like how the DOJ keeps messing up basic procedural paperwork like this. Yeah, this feels like the journalistic equivalent of people who were adjacent to Trump during his first term admitting that in order to get information across to him, you had to use pictures, headlines, and use his name a lot, that you couldn't give him more than a page of text. Like when they, after Trump won, they were like, yeah, during the briefing rooms, during our like, yeah, the briefings, you couldn't give him a page of text. He wouldn't read it. You had to use his name a lot, and you had to use pictures. It feels like an equivalent to that, except we already know that Trump is actually retarded. The guy who wrote the article has written for the Times since the 1980s, Steven Erlinger. What a fucking embarrassment, man. I don't know. It fills me with a despair, I guess. I don't know. It feels like a bit of an Ozymandias moment, right? Like, there are institutions you expect to be evil and incompetent in many ways, but this is a kind of incompetence that, eh. Yesterday I saw Bill Kristol post about how he's not an Israel hater, but does not really understand why everyone's freaking out over Hassan. He seems chill. What's wrong with attacking Zionism? And he got dogpiled by Zionists, but didn't budge. God bless Bill Kristol. He's been on such a upward arc for such a long time, you know? A real one, by which I mean he actually has real beliefs. Is he even a neocon anymore? I feel like Bill Kristol for the past like 5 to 10 years has been a pretty consistent, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't call him based, but at least he believes in stuff. He has had a bit of an arc, for sure. Senator Gallego announces he's exploring running for president by defending providing Israel with weapons. That's his fucking campaign promise. On Israel, Senator Ruben Gallego said he disagreed with those who said they were post-defense. Yeah, whatever. Fucking weirdos, man.